You're on tape, guys. Guys, you're on tape. Okay, let's continue where we left off yesterday. So we're discussing the definition of a garment, and you're not allowed to wear... Okay. If you're wearing garments in an unusual manner, in a way that people will make fun of you, like you said, you wear a box over your head or something like that, that you're afraid you're going to be taking it off, that you'll take it off in the middle of in the street and so on, so it's not good. But you have sometimes two identical, sometimes people wear two layers. Like some people wear two pairs of socks. They'll wear two shirts, I mean, whatever, blouses, whatever, because then they do it layers for warmth. So even though it's interesting, even though it's hot outside, that normally you wouldn't wear it in that type of a weather, you're still allowed to do it. For instance, so halachically, if it's 100 degrees outside and you wear a winter coat, it's not a problem. A winter coat is a garment. It doesn't matter. Once it's a garment, it doesn't matter when you wear it. It's the normal thing. In fact, it's an interesting thing. According to Kabbalah, you know, on Shabbos, you're not supposed to go outside with a silk kapota, with silk. So it's interesting. I mean, in the later years, it didn't matter because the Rebbe stayed in 770. But when the Rebbe used to go home Shabbos, no matter it was 100 degrees outside, the Rebbe always wore a thin, a coat. Shabbos, whenever he was in the street, Shabbos, he always wore a coat over this, over the kapota. It was a Kabbalah thing. Huh? Okay, anyway. Now, what happened? Now the question is like this. Are you allowed to wear sleeves rolled up? Now, the question is that rolled up part actually like carrying? So this is, Moshe Feinstein says, you really, this is what they bring down there. He says you shouldn't wear like, but everybody says you could. Everybody says you're allowed to wear, or if a coat is too, or a pair of pants is too long or something, and you cuff it up, you know, just to make it shorter. So even though that's really not necessary for the for the garment, but that's part of the garment. So you're allowed to wear it that way no matter what. Like we said yesterday, you're wearing a jacket over the sleeves. Some opinions say you shouldn't do it. Most opinions say you'd be allowed to wear it. What? I said over the shoulders, even if you don't put the sleeves in, because many people do wear jackets like that, you know, over the sleeve, over the shoulders. Now, but because, let's say, nobody wears one belt on top of another belt. That's what we got into yesterday. So therefore, you can't wear, forget a gartel, a mikveh, towel. Just if somebody wants to wear two belts, that you're not allowed to wear. But, Moshe, the question is, can you wear suspenders and a belt? Now, most people don't wear both. But halachically, it seems that you would be allowed to wear both because they're both garments, and the pants are entitled to a belt, and you can wear the suspenders, so it's not an issue. Garments, like you said, garments that might fall off a person, garments that are so loose that might just fall off the person, you're not allowed to wear them on Shabbos unless if, you know, you're wearing them in such a way that they taka won't fall off. For instance, it says you shouldn't wear a loosely fitted hat, because it might just fly off in the wind and you're going to come to carry it. So some people write that if that's your yarmulke also, then it doesn't matter because then you're not going to just carry it because you need to keep on your head. But basically, more people are lenient about this. Okay, now, what about things that are part of a garment that you're not actually using? For instance, you have a coat or a sweatshirt, let's say, that has a hood. But I'm not going to put the hood over my head. I'm just going to let it hang down in the back. So even though seemingly that's, you know, it's carrying because I'm not using that hood, but because it's part of the garment, so you're allowed to wear it. Or many times people have, on their coats, they have a belt around the coat. So many times you buckle the belt. Sometimes people walk in the street, they just let the belt hang loose. So then it's also not an issue because it's actually part of the garment itself. The same thing, this is different opinions about, most people are lenient. Like you have spare buttons at the bottom of a shirt, they sew in spare buttons. So some people say you're not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos because it's no purpose in them. But most opinions say that there's no problem going out with spare buttons in Shabbos because when it's the garment is made, it's made as an accessory of the garment, and it's so basically bottled to the garment. It's nullified to the garment, so that's not an issue.
How big does it have to be?
What?
How big? What size does the item have to be that's considered carrying?
Any amount.
Oh, any amount?
No, it depends. Any amount is biblically forbidden on Shabbos. Now, certainly the whole perek in Masechta Shabbos is how much do you have to carry out. So basically, for instance, food has X amount size, which is considered food. Other things, but that's only to get death penalty, chayv misa, or korban chatas. But any amount that a person carries out, as insignificant as it is, it's still biblically forbidden on Shabbos in a place where you're biblically not allowed to carry it. So it's practically speaking, it's not, what?
Well, like hanging a sweater on your shoulders with the sleeves.
Again, it's not that much different than a jacket. People do walk around the streets like that. You know, with a sweater with the sleeves hanging out, hanging down in front.
An overcoat that comes with a belt.
Huh?
An overcoat that comes with a belt.
I said that, no?
Even if it's not used,
it's hanging, but it's part of the garment. What?
You have like hair stuck to your...
No, that's not.
Saying anything stuck to your clothes.
It's not cool, because you don't want it there. Let me ask you a different question. You walk in the street when it rains. I mean, let me ask you, allowed to walk in the street with rain on your coat?
Yeah.
Why? Because
I'm... isn't there like a certain shade? Or something,
no.
A certain
shape. No, not if you don't want.
If you step in mud and there's a thick coating on the shoe, are you allowed to walk then?
Yeah, you could walk. The only question is when you get to your house and the mud dries, you can't scrape it against metal because then you're grinding the earth, which is one of the lamatas malachas. Carrying is not a problem. And when it rains, what do you do?
That's it.
What?
It's not your doing.
So, maybe you have to stay inside when it rains. What?
I remember when we went to the mikvah, we have to go to the beach because we're at Shabbaton. They told us that in the water itself, you should dry off. Like, you get up, don't move.
Yeah.
Out there.
That's because of carrying the water on your body. That's not part of the garment.
Then
it's caring.
It's caring.
Yeah.
So, and when you're raining, you go into your sopping wet. You're inevitably having
rain. It says in Halacha that if you go in after a rainstorm, you have to be careful. When you take your clothes off, you shouldn't come to squeeze the liquid, the water out of the garment, which is squeezing. And you can't hang up the coat in a place where you normally hang clothes to dry because it says people will think that you washed it on Shabbos. But no, on the body, that's called carrying water.
So if you're going in a rainstorm, you're inevitably getting wet.
That's not, it says in Allah, that's not an issue. But.
Tying a sweatshirt around the waist.
What is it?
Tying the sweatshirt around the waist. Again, the fact that people a lot of times wear it that way. You see people in the street, they're going with the... So even though it's not the normal way of doing it, but the fact that a lot of people do it, it becomes halachically normal that you would be allowed to do it on Shabbos.
So it's more so kids
that do it. Huh?
More so kids.
Kids are also people.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Okay. Okay. Now. Or I'll give you another example. You can walk out with a coat that's unbuttoned or your jacket's unbuttoned, even though you're not using the buttons. It doesn't matter because it's part or the pocket. You're not using the pocket. And why isn't that carrying? Because it's actually... It's actually part of the garment itself. Now, but, for instance, things that are not part of the garment, we said. Shirt, collar, some people put those stiffeners into the collar.
Yeah.
You know,
the collar stays.
The collar should stay. Yeah. So that's part of the beged. That becomes part of the garment, so it's not called carrying on Shabbos. All these things that are secondary, or a person has, let's say, shoulder pads. I don't mean football shoulder pads. I mean shoulder pads you have in the garment, whatever. Or I'll tell you another example. Some people, sometimes you have, let's say, I myself personally was a kid. I had this shayla in New York. Sometimes the shoe is too big on you, let's say. And you want to put in an insole into the shoe. Or you want to put some paper in, let's say, your boots or galoshes are too big. So you want to put paper in, you know, at the end that it shouldn't fall off your feet. Whatever. Yeah, but that, okay. But even the paper, which is worse, by the way, putting the paper in the galoshes that just should fit, and okay, it's not part of the shoe, but nevertheless, I mean, I was told by Big Rav when I was a bachur that to put it in before Shabbos. But in once it is part of the garment, and therefore it's not called carrying, it's not a separate entity, it's actually part of the garment. Tie clip. It's interesting. In our circles, you know, for those that are young, there's something called a tie clip. It's a pin. They don't know what it is. A tie clip. You know what a tie clip is? The old guys don't. He knows what it is. It's like a little pin, a decorative pin that holds the tie, not only to each to itself, but to the shirt, that it doesn't go flying all over the place. So halachically, you'd be allowed to wear that on Shabbos. It's part of the garment. In our circles, we didn't. But in halachically, you would be allowed to wear them on Shabbos because it's part of the garment.
Even if you never wear it?
Yeah, but if you're wearing it as part of the garment, doesn't matter if you... If somebody never wears a tie, are they allowed to wear a tie?
Absolutely.
Well,
but you said if you never wear glasses, you should wear...
No, that's because you might take it off. Glasses that you don't always wear, those types of glasses, you put on and off, on and off, on and off. So we're afraid, in the middle of the street, you're going to take it off. Like we said, sunglasses and all those types of things. Yeah, sometimes the hat is too big, so they put in tape inside the hat to make it,
Foam snips.
Foam snips to make the hat fit better. Again, that's all part of the hat, so that's not
a...
One second. If it's a feather that you do for decorative purposes, there are those that are matter. There are those that are permitted. Some people say you shouldn't do it. What? 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 Feathers in the hat? Only if it's sewn into the hat. Like they have pins now. The new hats have little, these little pins in the hat. So again, it's part of the hat. It's part of the design of the hat. So that wouldn't be a problem carrying, wearing it. Somebody uses a cane on Shabbos. We're going to get into that. That's nothing to do with garments. But the bottom line of the cane in a place where there's no Eidiv, if in the house the person walks with a cane, they're allowed to walk with a cane in the street. If they don't use the cane in the house, halachically, then they cannot use the cane in the street. The same thing, let's say a person that has a wheelchair. Again, we're not talking about a native situation. A person who, a walker. A walker, before we get to a wheelchair. A person has a walker. So again, we're speaking in a situation where there's no native. So if the person in the house walks with the walker, there's a clear din shchunarach. If the person in the house walks with the walker, so that becomes like their feet. So then they can wear it. You can use a cane on Shabbos in that case. But if in the house you walk around without it, that means you really don't need it to mamish walk, so it's not your foot, and then it would be carrying on Shabbos in the case where there's no Eidiv.
Crutches.
Same thing with crutches. Now, if a person, God forbid, broke their foot, and they need crutches, and the crutches they wear use in the house also, so then you're allowed to use them in the street. Otherwise not. What? The wheelchair, again, if a person needs a wheelchair and they're always confined to a wheelchair, they're allowed to wheel themselves in the wheelchair. The motorized ones, they have now the ones that you're allowed to use in Shabbos. Now, it's just all they made. I know people here that haven't. It's based on a concept of gram or whatever, but it's a complicated halachic issue that not everybody agrees with, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach permitted it. So, by the regular wheelchair, a person can wheel themselves. Goodbye.
Marvin.
Goodbye.
Excuse me?
A person could wheel themselves. But somebody else pushing them, that's a shaila of carrying. So again, if there's no aid, if you can't have a Jew push you. A guy would be allowed to push you to go to shul.
Only
a man. Huh?
Only a man.
It depends. Sometimes a woman also, depending what the situation is. If a woman needs to, if it's a mitzvah for the woman to be in shul, or it's a mental health issue for her to be in shul, then there's a heter for it. But that's only people that are sick, not a regular healthy person. First day Shavuos can never fall on Shabbos, so it's not an issue.
What if she's healthy and says, "I don't go for shul, I'm going to go mental."
Let her open a shul in her house. Machachin is a mitzvah.